WFU.
WFDU 89.1 FM.
Take it away, Tony.
Who's that? Lettuce in the house, brother. Live in Tokyo, you got that track, man.
Let
track
us say eight. Amen.
Track 8, I keep on telling you, I get stuck. I never go past track 8, I keep on going back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Charlie Papa, welcome to the third line.
Yes, sir.
They going to church.
Come on, Kevin. Bobby heads to this, brother. Come on, Kevin. Come on, bro.
Soft good right there, brother.
Popping it up.
Yes, sir. You all right about that, brother.
Sop up the gravy.
You know how you go around the rim?
Get a biscuit, please.
Try to get all that goody.
Yes, sir.
Then you take your finger and just clean it up.
You know, you get that little hook.
Get that hook, right. There you go.
Make sure no hook.
Yes, sir.
Flip that wrist a little bit. Get all up in that bad boy.
Actually, you did that when your mother made a cake.
Oh, uh-huh. I got all that bad.
I'd be like, mom, give me the bowl.
Yeah.
Don't put that bowl in the sink.
Fight for that bowl.
Give me that
right?
bowl.
You know, that's right. But you know what? My grandmother said, clean that bowl good. Didn't leave me anything. She said, Grandma.
Mine just did it on purpose.
With a spoon, right?
Yeah, with that big old spoon. Cleaning all that bat out. Like,
spatula.
Come on. You might as well put it in the washer now because there's nothing in it.
You know, your spatula set. Mm-hmm. They came in different sizes.
I said, when I get older, I'm going to buy me some cake mix.
Oh, you do?
And just make the cake.
Just make the batter.
Sit there and be like, look at me now.
Yeah, right.
You know what? Never did it.
It don't taste the same. I did. It don't taste the same.
Really? It don't taste the same, right?
No, because, you know.
No, but my mother and father used to make homemade cakes.
Yeah.
Fresh. Not Dunkin' Hines.
No.
With Presto flour.
Yes, sir.
All purpose.
We have Presto and Famo.
Yeah. With some real butter.
Oh, yes.
Not that margarine.
Not that margarine.
Not that margarine. That but, real butter that you had to leave out and let get soft.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, my sister just gave me a recipe. She came over Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Take broccoli with some olive oil and some sea salt
mm-hmm.
and put it in the microwave instead of
steaming it
on the stove. Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
Yeah. All right.
Hey.
Kevin Moore on the line from the West Coast. What's going on, brother?
What's going on, fellas?
We all good, man. We all good.
We finally warming up on this end.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I see that.
Hey,
I've been listening.
Getting back to that that cake, did y'all grandmother or did your mama take that when you took the butter out of the wrapper, right, and let it dump into the pot?
Mm-hmm.
You take the butter, the wrapper that is, and you line
line
the cake
pan
with that, and then you put a little bit of flour in there, little flour, and shake that bad boy, pat it up, yeah.
So it won't stick.
But actually, if you laced it with butter, it would come out with no problem. My grandmother showed me that.
Amen.
You didn't have to put these flowers.
Saints, cooking tips.
From culinary skills.
Right.
Culinary points.
You got any cooking skills there, Kevin? You're out of the box kind of guy.
I got some eating skills, but I'm my grandmother show. My grandmother showed me something that I never knew. She said, normally you buy bacon, and there's different brands of bacon, but if you want your bacon to be crisp all the time, she put a little flour on her bacon.
Okay.
And then put it in there, and she cooked it. She didn't cook it on high. She cooked it, on medium-high, but not a lot of flour because it will taste floury, but just enough to dust it. Shake it off, man. Oh, brother. You want to make you a grilled cheese and bacon sandwich? You put a little, just lightly. Oh, man, I'm trying to tell you, brother. It'll make you go in, JP. It'll make you go in. It'll make Don Corey put lotion on his assy legs. That's how good it was.
All right, big head. Don't get stuck, Brother Moody.
I had to stop on it. Is Don Corey in the house tonight?
Keep it up. I'm going to be at your house tonight. Don't you mess with me tonight.
It took you 3 hours to go around the
come
corner.
On, Cletus. Come on, Cletus. Come on, Cletus. Come on,
Cletus. I bet if they were serving some macaroni and cheese and grits, you would have been there all time.
Get it out, Kevin. Get it out. With your fat head stuff.
3.5 hours, though, Don. 3.5 hours.
I tell you, I had to repent, Kevin.
That was like wandering in the wilderness.
Oh, real.
Truly. When I ended up at 15W again, I was
but the funny part when JP said he's been to the church before, and the venue was right next door to the church.
I didn't know that was the venue. I didn't know they had that venue on the back of the church. I didn't know it. I didn't know it. But anyway,
they've been announcing that for 2 months, and this brother showed up 3 hours later.
More than that. But that's all right. It's just one of those things.
Oh, my goodness.
That wasn't a paid event, was it?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, my goodness. You would have been docked, brother.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting to get anything, but, you know, they were merciful. But
well, you know what happened, probably because you were so late. Sandra, who called in earlier?
Sharon
Adams. Sharon said she must have ordered about 5 more plates, so they made money waiting on you. So they probably was happy you was late. 3 more pounds of chicken.
Oh, I'm telling you. No, they weren't really, you know, the stuff. They had a lot on the show. And the part that I was supposed to do, I didn't miss out on.
Okay.
So,
you know. You're all right. You're all right.
I'm going to go in there. I was just going to say, look, I'll just, you know, I'm sorry, but I'm going back home. I thought it was over, but when I got in, I saw they were right in the thick of things. And it was packed.
Yeah, it was a full house.
They was like, nah, boy, you going to sing for that.
You going to sing tonight.
You going to sing tonight.
No, they gave me the option. At first, I said no, and then after I was there for a bit, you know, I just...
I would have gave you an option. I was like, you better sing like Jesus was coming.
Well, right I did. Now. I had to sing. I had to encourage myself. You know. But obviously God had somebody there that needed to hear what I had.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And yes, sir. Because I was getting ready. I was like, okay, if this thing leads me back to the turnpike one more time, I'm going to go right on home.
The turnpike?
Yes. Because
he's driving in circles, JP.
It was supposed to.
The turnpike.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It had led me to get off at 80. But the exit that it led me to get off at was closed for construction. And that was the last exit. The next thing was the turnpike.
So when you saw that tree for the sixth time, what did you say to yourself?
Okay. It wasn't six times. It was three times. And I was like, well, just suffice it to say I had to repent. I was in the car by myself and I was going through. I was like... I tell you, but, you know, God is good.
Yes, he is.
Thank,
yes,
you, he thank is. God he is.
Otherwise, I don't know.
He be me a shanama.
Because God!
Kevin, that's probably, you... That was your problem, brother. You must have got one in the prayer closet.
No.
It meant you was praying.
No, I didn't get no prayer closet. But I needed one to cover my mouth. I'm just going to fess up, saints, and keep it real. I was highly upset.
See, y'all ain't ready.
Woo! I tell you, I confess. I'm telling you. I couldn't even go to sleep that night because I was like, God, why did I have to go through that experience?
What was that all about?
Cussing Christians.
Because you was acting the devil the week
Jesus,
before.
Jesus, I tell you.
The Bible says, "Touch not my anointing and do my prophet my heart." So it came back and got you.
I tell you, I was too upset. Too upset. And then they wouldn't call me. I started calling, nobody answered the phone.
Hold on.
Oh, Jesus, Lord.
Yeah.
That's Floyd. He said he is cracking up. He said, turn to BET right now.
Turn to BET.
Oh, that's right, he's on that. Yeah, he's on multiple channels now. You can catch him three or four times a day.
I'm coming to your town.
Because God!
You believe God gonna heal you? Do you believe he gonna heal you? Come
Did
on
you
now.
Feel that?
Come on, out in the way. If you don't believe, he ain't gonna heal you.
Oh,
I'm about to pray the prayer of faith.
Are you driving the right direction right now? I believe it's right.
There he is.
All right. Eat me that show.
Shut him up. Oh, I tell you.
Man, you had a Todd and Nicole experience, huh?
Oh, that was, it was worse. It was that 10 times worse than that. Because at least they were in the vicinity.
Hold on, Don. Hold on.
I'm going to take you right back to the personal prayer line. Well, Pastor Curtis Thomas, we have Burl from Stamford, Connecticut. Burl, are you ready for your miracle?
Yes, Pastor Curtis. You're such a man of God, and I pray for you and thank God for you.
Thank you for your prayer, Burl.
Yes. Pastor Kearney, I need an overall. After 33 years of marriage, my husband pack up and leave me. No money, nowhere to live. I have to put my things in storage. Pastor Kearney, I need an overall. No money, I'm a diabetic. My feet hurting, my eyes not clear. My mother eyes, just everything wrong.
Are you hurting right now? Can you feel the pain in your body right now?
No pain, but I feel the tingling in my feet and my eyes are not clear.
Are you ready for that? Oh, that's it right there, the tingling just left out of your feet. El Koba, Shalaloboko, is healing your body right now. In Jesus' name. And God, I pray, it's my prayer right now for Burr, that you open up a door, that you make a way for her where it seemeth not to be. Oh, that's it right there.
It's right there.
He kept out of the Burr, I heard the Lord say, tell her, you get ready. I know right now it looks like in the natural, if no way for you to come out of this hell that you're going through. But the Lord said that he's going to make a way for you where it seemeth not to be a way. I know you're kind of looking at some options, but the Lord said that it ain't going to even go that way. You watch God turn that situation completely around for you and cause a miracle. Oh, and I just heard the Lord say, Burn, tell her that it shall not be long, saith the Lord of hosts.
Pastor Kearney, you think my marriage will be together?
I really want to pray about that.
You watch this every night, Don. No.
Now, how are you going to hear the Lord say something when he's yet talking?
That's right.
Was that Kevin?
I said, how can he hear the... He said, I just heard the Lord say, but he was talking. How did... Got
to
set up to hear the Lord.
Wow.
Oh, the shank.
Thank you, Floyd. Great.
Nothing like the shank.
He's on now.
Oh, he's on now? Okay, we're going to put Floyd on the line in just a few minutes.
Blessings to everybody, man. I've been dealing with difficulties with my website. So
yeah,
I'm going,
really?
Yeah, man. You know, host,
I just heard the Lord say.
Hopefully is a main carrier, so they lost. I mean, not only mine, they lost thousands of people's sites.
What carrier, Kevin?
Hostway.
Hostway? Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I'll make sure to stay away from them, man.
Yeah.
Hold on, the Lord is speaking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let him speak. Speak, Lord. I hear him speaking, too. Don, send me $10.95.
If you want your bills cut in half. Send me $10.95. I'll send you a pair of scissors.
Wait, what kind of hold on? What kind of shears are those?
Scissors.
Well, we hope you get everything back up and running, yeah. Kevin. Yeah, ain't no fun having your site down like that, bro.
Nah, man.
Yeah, because I was trying to. And it was funny because I had just submitted some new ideas for my site, getting ready for the Dallas trip, and then. All of a sudden, this all happened. I said, "Ain't nothing but the devil."
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, like that kind of work. Yeah, because you got to be blessed, and I'm gonna get back on the phone or on the internet and do what I can do.
Do what you do, man.
Yes. Done.
Yes, Pastor.
I hear the spirit of GPS saying, "Come a little high, brother. Get away from that Judas." You gotta come into the next dimension, brother.
Cut.
Are you finding your way, Don?
Yes, I found my way here fine.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Pastor.
Yes, Pastor.
But Pastor, I keep on getting lost.
You think I'll ever find my way? Oh God.
Well, we thank you, Kevin. We thank you, brother. We hope you get your service back up and running real soon.
Well, I'm going to have to pray for that. Oh, I just heard God say. Oh, God, hey, I tell you. Lord,
you ain't heard. You won't hear. You ain't even got no ears, did you? No,
listen, you think I'm going to get home tonight?
Now, Kevin, did everybody pay their bill?
Say one more time.
Did everybody pay their bill?
What bill?
Your host way bill.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, man, I've been having comments since 2002, brother.
That's up.
Yes, sir. But I can't even get into my email. Man, it's crazy.
Oh. Yeah, you can't even get your email. Yeah, man, I got your email right here.
I can send them, but they're not coming back.
Right, because I tried to email you back, and
because you saw I changed my email address. Actually, I shortened it a little bit, trying to keep up with Tony.
Well, I didn't get it.
No, well, you were still lost, wandering in the wilderness.
See, you opened yourself up for that time.
Maybe yours is in the lost mail.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Kevin Moore. He's leaving now.
We got to get Floyd on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Don has been eclipsed, and I'm out.
And he's out.
Oh, God, I tell you.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Brother Floyd, what's going on, bro?
Man, let me tell you something, man. Y'all caught me with this one so hard, it was crazy. Hey, check this out, man. I got up, so I flipped on the TV, right? I said, let me check out Tony. And you guys were talking about this very same clown that's on the air now. Man, I fell on the floor. I got tears rolling out my eyes. Man, y'all are crazy,
He's
man.
We're crazy? We're crazy.
Yeah. I'm set for the day. I don't need nothing else for the day, man. You couldn't put a moment like that for nobody. Nobody's business, man. brothers, I tell y'all are great, man. I tell you,
thank you, man.
Because God!
Oh, it's just so funny.
You caught me, man.
Yeah.
That was priceless, man. So priceless. You can't set up a scenario like that, man.
No. Hold on, Floyd. Floyd, you still watching?
Yeah, man.
Now, let me ask you a question. I done seen him drink out of that cup a couple of times. Who's filling the cup back up?
Hey, but check it out. Though, he's using the very prayer clothes. He's going to sit down. He's wiping his face with it.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
looking like an overweight Clifton Davis.
But I tell you, the first time I saw and the first time I saw it, I was asleep. I had actually fallen asleep with the TV on. Oh. And one of those shrills is what woke me up. And I was like, who is that?
Like some cat got stung with electricity or something, man.
Like somebody sticks it with a, what you call them things that they do the cattle with?
Yeah, man. Cattle prod.
Cattle prod.
You got tased.
Yeah.
Don't tase me.
Yes, exactly. Tase. Taser.
Oh, man.
Hold on.
There you go again. Back here's a gas.
I felt it too. I'm holding one of the red blood of Jesus handkerchief in my hand, and I just felt them.
He couldn't even afford to cut the little threads off the sides of it.
Oh,
he must have went to the rag shop somewhere and just set him up before the show.
Well, hold on. He's talking to the lady right now, and he's going to make her the one that's in his hand.
But God told me it was so precious that we shouldn't cast out pearls. So God said, don't send it to everybody. Just send it to those.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
But anyway, man, I just have to tell y'all, man, the number one gospel jazz show, man, is just on point, man. Let me tell you, this I'm gonna remember this for a long time. Now. I'm gonna talk about this on Sunday for sure. This has to be repeated.
Well, thank you, Floyd.
Hey, man, God bless y'all, man.
God bless you, man.
Continue blessing the world, bro.
God
I'll talk to you later.
Will do, right, man. Thank you, Floyd.
All right, man.
Because God.
I'm out. Peace, man.
Thanks, Floyd. All God right. Bless you, my man.
Later.
Oh, God. Somebody help me.
That's Floyd Crade from Gospel Vibrations on Sunday night, 9 p.m. to midnight. Check him out for real, y'all. Definitely holy hip-hop in the house.
That's right. Hey, Floyd, I guess you would feel a vibration with that type of screaming. The decibels would be so high.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness. Too funny. Anyway, thank you, Brother Kevin Moore. I really do hope you get your service back up and running, bro. For real.
Paying the bill helps.
Well, he paid it.
But I'm not going to do that.
I'm sure he paid his bill, brother.
He's still screaming.
I got to run that video back over again. That was just too funny. I got to get that. Hold on.
Yeah. We got some characters.
That's all? That's all?
Yeah.
In rare form. You need a miracle? Do you want this miracle?
All right. Here we go, y'all. I got to run this back over again. This goes out to Brother Floyd Craig.
You ready for your miracle?
Yes, I'm looking for my miracle.
What city are you calling from?
I'm calling from Des Moines, Iowa.
Have you called for the anointed prayer handkerchief?
Have I called for my handkerchief?
Uh-huh. All right, how can we pray for you this morning?
Yeah, well, I was actually having a lot of pain in my elbows and whatnot.
Okay.
Is it hurting right now?
It's hurting right now. I really I have to sit with my elbows and my arms folded all day long. I can't move.
And are they hurting right now?
Yes, it's hurting right now.
All right, listen, God's getting ready to heal
your
body. I hear the Lord saying that the miracles that you've been standing in the gap waiting for, that the miracles is on its way right now. And God is healing your body right now. I want you to shake those arms right now and move those elbows right now.
I'm shaking them.
Because God who is healing you right now? Did you feel that?
No, I didn't.
Tell me how you feel now.
I still feel pain,
but the pain is leaving out right now.
We'd like to thank you for lending your listening ears on this morning.
Hey, Don. Can you and JP, that was Kevin saying, he suggested, can you do this? One guy do this guy here and the other one does Bobby Jones. Bobby Jones calling in. Come on. Come on, Don.
I can't do it. I have to be inspired.
Well, Bobby Jones calling in to the Kearney Thomas prayer line.
I heard the Lord. I heard Brother Kevin Moore called in, and his web host was down. Are you listening, Brother Kevin?
Oh, there it is. Thank you, Jesus.
If you go outside, there's a package with some red handkerchiefs in it, and all you got to do is open up and hold on to it.
But wait a minute. Where's the gospel? We got to hit this with some gospel. Y'all ready for some gospel up in here?
Doctor, I'm about to pray.
Nah.
Because God!
Now look at the people.
Told me to pray.
They love you.
We make stars. The website is on now. Right, Brother Moore?
No, Pastor. My site's still down, Pastor. Because it ain't no gospel.
Hold on. Put HTTP. It'll come on.
Next call. You got to get some gospel up in here.
Next caller.
Y'all silly.
We're silly.
Thanks. Y'all forgive these two. Send all your correspondence.
Don Corey. Singing boy at AOL.com.
It was Floyd's fault. He started it, man. He called him, said his brother's on BT now.
I didn't even know this thing was a TV. I just thought it was the monitor for the front porch.
Oh, goodness alive. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, it's 4:30 in the AM, y'all. We've been on for the past half hour cutting up.
I'm sorry.
You know what? Somebody's gonna do a stand-up.
Of this guy here. Where's he recording this? In his living room? In his
No, I think he's...
he's at his church.
Now, you know that's...
I think it's in Florida.
Look at that old furniture.
Nah, come on, Don. That's in his house, brother. That's in his house, man. He's in his living room.
Well...
He's in his
say
den.
Say what you want to say. He comes on... They just, several networks.
They just pulled the plastic off.
Yeah.
You know, I got to take a sound bite of that. I'm going to put it here in the shortcut. And I'm going to edit it.
I wish Kelvin was listening.
Let me do some magic behind the scenes. I'm going to do some magic behind the scenes, y'all. It is Gospel Jazzation, WFDU, 89.1 FM, 431. In the AM, y'all give us a call at 201-692-2012. This is Gospel Jazzations. This is the way we do it each and every Tuesday night, Wednesday morning from 1 to 15 a.m. up until the 6 o'clock hour, giving you the best in gospel jazz, gospel instrumental, and you know how we do. A little bit of everything else in between.
There's
a lot in between. Like a Fluffernutter sandwich. Y'all had Fluffernutter before?
Huh?
You ain't had Fluff?
Fluff.
You ain't had no fluff
with some bread
and peanut butter. But basically, you know, if you're a kid, you just put that stuff in. Don, whoa.
Don't even
let's
try.
Back this up.
Wait.
Let me shut my music down. Don't give me that before your
Don,
time.
Don, that's Don, before my
Don,
time.
Don, everyone Don. Has had fluff, brother.
Don, don't act like that.
Everyone Don. Except me.
Don, Corey Washington, you hadn't had a fluff another sandwich?
Yeah, I had fluff another sandwich.
All right. Don't start. I'm about to say, man.
I'm about to throw this multimeter at you.
Yeah.
Yo, Floyd, you had fluff, brother? I know you had a fluff another sandwich.
Back in the day.
Yeah,
they still make that?
Yeah, they still make that mess, man.
Right in the peanut butter section. Yeah.
That's right. Okay. Big old jaw of lard or something like that. You know, fill up that bowl. It'd be mostly fluff. No bread.
You better have some milk. You better have something.
Yeah, something to wash that down.
You need a gallon of milk with
suffocate.
That.
It'll be stuck to your roof or your mouth.
Yeah. They don't make peanut butter like that no more.
They still make the peanut butter with the nuts in it?
Oh, yeah.
Who, Skippy still makes it?
Skippy?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Brother Mooney.
Like it with the nuts in it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Brother Mooney, I know you. Oh, he's getting angry now, man. We got to go back. He's getting angry now. Well, Brother Mooney, I know you've been waiting for your music, brother. Yes. Here is Dwayne Woods.
Finally.
By request, you know, 30 minutes later. Let go, let God. And,
let it go.
Never would have made it. Marvin Sapp right here on Gospel Jazzation. WFDU 89.1 FM. Brother Kevin, I do hope, man, I really do pray and hope you get your service back up, brother, because that was no fun having a website down and out like that. All right. 4:33 in the AM. Give us a call. 201-692-2012.
Coast Nine, you live right. But anyway.
See?
Seemed to fall asleep. There was so much on my mind, searching for that peace, but the peace I could not find. So then I kneeled down to pray. Praying, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stopped worrying,
worrying
how the story ends,
when I let go,
let God have his way,
that's when things start happening,
when I stopped looking at back then,
when I let go,
let God have his way.
There's so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I had to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in your hands, that everything will be alright.
As soon as I stop worrying how the story ends,
I let go. Let God, let go, and let God. My brother, let go, and let God. My sister, you can't handle it. Let God. Oh, let go, and let God.
the answers. Just let God. He can handle it all. Yes, he can. Let God. With tears in your eyes. Just let God. He feels your pain. And he knows your heart. He knows your issues. He knows your struggles. So let go. And let God. Soon as. Soon as I stop worrying. When I stop looking at way back then, I can let go. I can let God. Oh, soon as. Oh, oh, yeah. My body was healed and my worries were cast aside. As soon as.
I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to. I would have lost it all, oh, but now I see how
Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it. Tell him, never could have made it.
Nothing to do once Friday night's party's over? Tune into the BAM Urban Mix from 1:15 to 6 a.m. every Saturday morning. Hosted by Niecy D, the BAM Urban Mix is your ticket to the hottest after praise party, featuring a blend of gospel hip-hop, neo-soul, and rhythm and praise. Plus, get a VIP pass behind the music with artist interviews and a spotlight on businesses and ministries you ought to know. Friday nights can't have all the fun. Niecy D and the BAM Urban Mix keeps the praise party going every Saturday morning from 1:15 to 6 a.m. Just set your dial to 89.1 WFDU or listen on the web at WFDU.FM. Get in the mix.
This is BAM. Hi, I'm Stanley Brown, and I'm here with Tony Smith at Gospel Jazzations 89.1 on your FM dial. God bless.
WFDU 89.1 FM, Gospel Jazzations, 4:49 in the AM. Right here on Gospel Jazzations. This is where we do it each and every Tuesday night, Wednesday morning. Between the hours of 1:15 AM until 6 AM. Giving you the best in gospel jazz, gospel instrumental, and... had a little bit of everything else in between.
Oh, yeah.
Floyd is on the floor right now. Yo, Floyd, I uploaded that to the shortcut, man. Check that out. You can pop that bad boy on anytime, all right? 10 minutes before 5 o'clock. We're coming up to the top of the hour of 5 o'clock in the morning. Coming up to the 5 o'clock song. Shout out to Sister Kelly. Thank you, Sister Kelly. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling in, Kelly.
I know the people are like, what is wrong with these people?
Oh, my goodness. Gosh. Always good hearing from Kelly. Sharon Addison, thanks for tuning in.
Oh, God.
I got about a minute and a half worth of that uploaded. Anyway. All right, we're going to get some music on. Don't forget, coming up on Sunday, May 11th, Gospel Spotlight Productions presents the 6th Annual Mother's Day Award Banquet and Gospel Concert being held at the Galloping Hill in 325 Chestnut Street in Union, New Jersey. For more. For more information. Call 973.
You're going to have to start that announcement all over again. Oh, God. Help me, Jesus. Help me, God. Sister Winnie, I know you up now.
Yeah, I gotta start this over. Sunday, May 11th at 6 p.m., Gospel Spotlight Productions presents their 6th Annual Mother's Day Award Banquet and Gospel Concert being held at the... Yo, Floyd, you still listening, brother? Give a call.
Oh, God. You are being bad tonight.
Good morning, Gospel Jazzations.
Nuts. Yes. Nuts.
Oh, God, I tell you.
JP, man, it is... I'm in tears right now. I'm wiping my tears from my eyes. Both of us.
I need some nuts. Kleenex.
Nuts. Just nuts. Nuts. What's the time? You know what? I'm going to have to pull over because I can't drive.
All right, man. Let me get this on the line, JP. All right. I'll talk to you later, bro.
Oh, God.
Good morning, Gospel Jazz Asians.
Who is that?
Who's that?
I just had to do that. Because I've been doing it for a minute. So I had to do it. This is Denise from Rockham.
Hey, Denise, how you doing, girl?
Do I have it? I like you guys to get this. Okay, I'm ready. I was practicing it.
Oh. God.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jesus, y'all. I'm sorry. I am so sorry, y'all. I just couldn't help myself today. I just couldn't help
myself. I didn't know what you were talking about.
Oh, God.
How you doing, Denise? How's everything, girl?
I'm doing okay.
Good. Appreciate it.
I mean, you can barely talk, and I'm like, oh my God. Somebody got to call and do it. I said, let it be me.
I hope nobody's staying in your house.
That's right.
They actually, they have me if I think I'm going crazy. But okay. I said, let somebody call and do it. Okay, I'm going to call.
Oh, well, I know you got to be awake now.
Yeah. Your neighbors are definitely
awake. You
done woke
up everybody.
You sure have.
All over the country, all over the world.
Oh, my God. You about to be throwing out your house.
Somebody's going to call
the police on you.
They gonna bring me a straight jacket, right?
You disturbing the peace.
Oh, I was like, God, I tell you. You guys are so funny. I was like, oh my goodness.
Well, we
needed a phone call to actually get this right now.
Yeah. Father, yeah. God. Thank you. Well, we appreciate you, girl.
God bless you, Denise.
God bless you, girl.
You guys have a good day.
You're here now.
Love you.
Bye. Love you. Bye bye.
Good day. Bye bye.
Wow.
Tony. I've started something this shit tonight.
Yo, Floyd, where you at, brother? Where you at, Floyd?
He probably can't get up,
he can't get off the floor.
Oh, Jesus. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
4:57 in the AM, 3 minutes before the top of the hour, 5 o'clock. Here is some music from Moses Tyson Jr., all right? You brought me. We'll be right back, y'all. We got to go recover. Sorry. We'll be right back. Oh,